Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ronald Edwards, 78, of Richland County, died March 26. Funeral services will be held tonight at 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home from now until the time of the service at 6. Ron wanted his life to be celebrated like a party. Bright colors being worn would be appreciated. Your presence and support mean the most. If you would like to honor Ron with a gift, contributions to the family are welcome. Ronald Edwards, 78, of Richland County. Carolyn L. Hackett, 77, of Muscadet, died April 1st at home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 2 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carolyn L. Hackett, 77, of Muscadet. Stephen L. Walter, 67, of Richland Center, died February 15th at UW Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 3 until 9 at the Richland Center American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Stephen L. Walter, 67, of Richland Center. Rita Smith Richardson Alessandro, 84, of Muscadet, died Saturday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Rita Smith Richardson Alessandro, 84, of Muscadet. Joyce S. Butler, 83, of Boscobel, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Joyce S. Butler, age 83, of Boscobel.